You're listening to the Kings of the Ring Podcast Network.
Not going to waste any time and get right to thanking you, the fans of the Kings of the Ring, for your patience. It will pay off, and in the future, there will not be these long gaps of time anymore, as the future of the show is secured, and the format and rollout of the Kings of the Ring brand is now established. And that's the first announcement. Kings of the Ring will run indefinitely. Not only is Season 2 coming, but Season 3 will be here in 2021, Season 4 in 2022, and will run until something happens, basically. It's indefinite. Secondly, Season 2, like all seasons from now on, will be 10 episodes. As I stated in the book announcement, Season 1 should have been 2 seasons in hindsight, but that's what Season 2 will be. 10 episodes with no break in the middle, no mid-season finale, nothing like that. 10 in a row monthly, with the Season 2 finale to take place in May into June. And then Book 3 of the novel series will be released after that in the summer, which will cover Season 2. And then Season 3 will start at the annual premiere date. Now, Kings of the Ring was born during Labor Day StarCast weekend of 2018. On the 2-year anniversary of its birth, here in 2020, will be the premiere of the second season, and every season thereafter. So September 1st, 2020 is the official premiere date for Season 2. However, you won't have to wait that long. September 1st is the worldwide release date. However, patrons of the Kings of the Ring will have the option to hear the Season 2 premiere more than 2 weeks earlier on August 15th. And that early access will apply for the entire second season. Patrons on the $3 championship tier or higher will hear the new episode on the 15th of every month, while the worldwide release will be a couple weeks later on the 1st of every month. Not only will these patrons hear the newest episode early, but you will also hear an exclusive deleted scene intermixed into every episode. That's right, every single episode of Season 2 will contain a deleted scene that only championship tier patrons or higher will be able to hear. And it will be an actual relevant deleted scene. It's not just Thor Hansen taking a dump reading a newspaper. Now, currently the Patreon account for Kings of the Ring is frozen, so existing patrons haven't been charged while the show's been on hiatus this year. But it will reopen in August, starting August 1st. Check out patreon.com/kingsotr to see all the features available for supporting the most unique podcast in the genres of audio drama or pro wrestling podcasts. All sorts of benefits include having a character named after you and more behind-the-scenes stuff, and it won't cost you as much as you might think to support this show. The patrons who signed up during Season 1, they are not only all characters in the show and the book, but they help to pay for new audio equipment, music, and sound, so Season 2 will sound even better. And thank you to the current patrons. Now, while things don't kick in until August, Patreon-wise, if you sign up in July, the system is set up that you will be charged right away. That's just how Patreon works. However, since I don't want to penalize you for signing up early, if you sign up in July, your fee will be refunded. So you will be charged at first, but that will be refunded. So your first new charge won't be until August 1st, when Patreon reopens. Again, when you sign up on Patreon, you get charged right away. I will refund that money for July. August 1st will be your first new charge, and you'll receive all the Patreon benefits that go with it right away. But there's more. While Season 2 doesn't premiere until August 15th or September 1st, you do not need to wait that long for new Kings of the Ring. Episode 1, the very first episode of the show, The Eulogy, is being remixed and re-released. I confess, I had a bit of a George Lucas moment during the off-season. Episode 1 was the first one I produced in the show's history. And in hindsight, there are a few things I wish I'd done differently or had focused on. So I've rewritten and re-recorded a new special edition of Episode 1. Don't worry, there are no real changes like a Greedo shot first deal. It's more of an expansion. As you'll recall, Episode 1 starts out with Jonathan Cain being dead, and then we're at the funeral, and that's most of the episode. The remix version of Episode 1 takes that time between Jonathan Cain's death and the funeral, and expands that period of time, and in the process does a better job of setting the whole world up and setting the characters up, all building, of course, to the moment when Julian drops the bomb at the power table. So it's like the ultimate expanded edition of Episode 1, if you will, and you'll get to see more what life was like before Julian declared war on the Alliance, and how Jesse, Crusher, Charlie, Julian Thor, and everybody reacted to and felt about Jonathan Kane's death at that time. But we get to see things like Thor Hansen at the gym and on the beach, Jesse James meeting with WVBS billionaire owner Jack Valiant, the mysterious Sophia, the opening sambos of what led Crusher to buy St. Louis from George Gilmore. We get Chris Stanley's dad telling his son that he's being sent to Texas. We get more setup for why Diamond Donnie Gold jumped to the Empire in the first place. We get Charlie Gotch listening to smooth jazz with a scotch. And a very pivotal scene that we've never seen up to this point. Julian Kane's final moment with his father, Jonathan Kane, before he died. That will be in the brand new remixed Episode 1, The Eulogy, which will be released on July 15th. I honestly can't tell you if you'll have to re-download it or if it'll just show up automatically like a new episode. But the original Episode 1, Episode 2 combo will be gone at that time. So if you really like the way Episode 1 was as is, then download it now, because it will not be available on the podcast feed after July 15th. It will be replaced by the Episode 1 remix, and Episode 2 will get its own spot now. Speaking of which, Episode 2 will also be remixed, not to the extent Episode 1 is, but will feature an extra scene featuring Diamond Donnie Gold, Jesse James, and Miss Kitty. So you'll want to hear that too. And Episode 3 will be relaunched as well. There is some additional work done in that one. But again, nothing changed that's going to alter the story to something different. You know, Han Solo still shoots first in this. So there you have it. July 15, coming up the fastest, is the release of the remix Episode 1, Episode 2 with an extra scene, and Episode 3 modified as well. August 15th, the Season 2 premiere, only on Patreon. Only patrons will be able to hear that. Otherwise, September 1st will be the worldwide premiere where everyone can hear it for free, wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, thanks very much again for your patience with all these off-season updates. This should be the last update like this. From now on, you're just going to be hearing everything on the regular episodes. Please make sure you're signed up on Twitter and Facebook to get all the updates on everything. And thanks very much for listening. We are coming back, baby.